Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Scout Mindset, Why Some People See Things Clearly and Others Don't, author Julia Galef explores the cognitive tools and habits that enable some individuals to perceive the world more accurately than others. Galef contrasts the scout mindset with the more common soldier mindset, illustrating how the former leads to an explorative, curious, and ultimately more accurate understanding of reality, while the latter is characterized by defensiveness and rationalization. Through a combination of scientific research, philosophical insights, and real-world examples, Galef not only diagnoses the problems with human cognition, but also offers practical advice for overcoming them. This book is an enlightening read for anyone interested in psychology, critical thinking, or personal improvement, providing readers with the tools to make better decisions, understand others more deeply, and navigate the world with a clearer vision. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, The Scout versus Soldier Mindset. Julia Galef introduces a foundational concept contrasting the scout mindset, characterized by a desire to explore, understand, and learn, with the soldier mindset, which is defensive, biased, and aimed at defending one's pre-existing beliefs. Galef argues that developing a scout mindset enables individuals to engage with information and experiences more openly and accurately. This mindset promotes curiosity over defensiveness, a willingness to change one's mind, and a commitment to seeing the world as it is, rather than how we wish it to be. The distinction is crucial as it lays the groundwork for understanding the benefits of cultivating an approach to thinking and decision-making rooted in curiosity and open-mindedness. Secondly, overcoming cognitive biases. Galef delves into the psychological underpinnings of why we fall prey to various cognitive biases, such as confirmation bias, the backfire effect, and motivated reasoning. She explains how these biases cloud our judgment and how the scout mindset equips us to recognize and counteract them. Through engaging examples and actionable advice, the author demonstrates strategies for becoming more self-aware of our biases, questioning our assumptions, and actively seeking evidence that challenges our preconceived notions. This section not only identifies common pitfalls in our thinking patterns, but also provides a roadmap for navigating them more effectively. Thirdly, the role of emotion in reasoning. An often overlooked aspect of critical thinking is the role of emotion and how it can impede or enhance our ability to think clearly. Galef argues that while emotions are frequently cast as the enemy of rational thought, they can, in fact, be harnessed to support the scout mindset. She explores the intersection between emotion and reasoning, offering insights into how we can manage our emotional responses to better align with our values and goals. By acknowledging the influence of emotion on our thought processes and learning strategies to mitigate its negative impacts, Galef shows readers a path to more balanced and insightful decision-making. Fourthly, evaluating evidence and beliefs. One of the core competencies of the scout mindset, as described by Galef, is the ability to evaluate evidence and beliefs critically. This section breaks down the processes by which individuals can assess the validity and reliability of the information they encounter, differentiate between strong and weak arguments, and adjust their beliefs accordingly. Galef provides practical tools for honing this skill, emphasizing the importance of intellectual humility and the willingness to revise one's opinions in the face of new evidence. By fostering a more rigorous and open-minded approach to evaluating evidence, readers are guided toward making more informed and accurate assessments of the world around them. Lastly, building a culture of constructive disagreement, Galef rounds out her exploration of the scout mindset by addressing the social dimension of thinking critically and seeing clearly. She advocates for cultivating environments, be it at work, in personal relationships, or in broader society, that encourage constructive disagreement and open dialogue. Galef offers strategies for engaging in productive conversations that value truth over winning an argument, emphasizing how such an approach not only enhances personal growth, but also strengthens collective understanding and problem-solving. This topic underscores the essential role of communication in developing and maintaining a scout mindset, fostering a culture where differing views are explored rather than shut down. In conclusion, Julia Galef's The Scout Mindset, Why Some People See Things Clearly and Others Don't, is both a call to arms and a practical guide for anyone seeking to understand the world more accurately and make better decisions. The book is a valuable resource not just for those interested in psychology or critical thinking, but for anyone looking to navigate life's challenges with greater clarity and purpose. By adopting the Scout mindset, readers can cultivate a way of thinking that is open, curious, and ultimately more rewarding. Galef's insights provide a compass for enhancing personal growth, improving relationships, and engaging with complex problems in a more nuanced and effective manner. As such, the Scout mindset is highly recommended for thinkers, leaders, educators, and anyone ready to embrace the power of seeing things as they really are. If you would like to support Julia Galef, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.